Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Waterfront Trail will consist of 6.3 miles of pathways, 7 bridges over sensitive wetlands, lighting, and stretches of boardwalk when completed. The city has already begun the preliminary work on trail construction, and that included the removal of more than 100 illegal encampments from around the marsh. And now State Senator Mike McGuire has secured $1 million in funding from the Coastal Commission that will be used for the project. McGuire said in a statement that, "We promised the residents of Eureka that the state would be an active partner in Palco Marsh, and we believe this $1 million investment will help solidify the long-term transformation of the marsh. The money will also be used to remove or demolish blighted structures in the marsh," and the announcement also highlighted McGuire's support for a $2 billion state initiative to provide cities like Eureka with funding to address homelessness and to provide housing for those who need it. A student brought a BB gun to Hoopa High School on Thursday morning, and that prompted a shutdown of the campus as well as other campuses in the Klamath Trinity School District until the incident was settled. A tribal school resources police officer called for assistance after receiving a report that a student was in possession of a handgun. When the 14-year-old student learned of this, he fled the campus and was later located in the area and detained. The gun was determined to be a BB gun, and any further action regarding the incident will be handled by the tribal court. There were no injuries reported and no arrests made. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued a press release that details the effort that went into cleaning up the environmental damage left at a massive grove discovered in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, a marijuana grove that affected wildlife and the surrounding wild lands. In 2015, the 9,000-plant grove was located in an area that was home to several earlier grove sites, and the cleanup involved removing deer and other wildlife that had been trapped or died as a result of pesticides and rodenticides, and they removed more than 3 tons of trash and junk. The growers also diverted water from nearby streams and utilized more than 5 miles of plastic pipe to move that water to the grove site. They left contaminated soil and materials behind, and more than 30 people from local, state, and federal agencies, along with volunteers, completed the cleanup effort. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of Golden Gate Drive in Carlotta on Wednesday. Deputies contacted 3 men, all of whom were convicted felons, and one who had an active warrant out in his name. Deputies searched the property and confiscated more than 260 growing marijuana plants from a greenhouse and a second indoor grow in the main residence. Also confiscated were more than $10,000 in cash, a stolen firearm, ammunition, and evidence of drug sales activity. Deputies arrested 34-year-old Anthony Rose, 51-year-old Derek Botiford, who was wanted in Alabama, and 34-year-old Deshaun Maxson. All three were arrested on cultivation, possession, and firearms charges and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The boat launching facility at Fields Landing will be a crowded place tonight as residents from across Humboldt County gather to remember Jimmy Smith. Jimmy was a fisherman and a harbor commissioner, and he is best remembered as a county supervisor. But it's not policy or politics that we remember about Jimmy Smith. It's the man, the kind and decent man who took time out of his day to ask you about yours. Jimmy made more than 100 appearances on Talk Shop as a supervisor, and one episode stands out when Jimmy describes his actions during the Occupy the Courthouse era when campers set up tents out front. Jimmy was first in line for maintenance and cleanup.
My trips around the courthouse usually are associated with jobs that I'm trying to line up a work crew for, mostly me and the sheriff's deputies, correctional officers, and inmate crews and or swap crews to do the work around the courthouse.
The simple idea of pitching in, helping out, and getting others to work together is a legacy to be proud of.
I like to spearhead those teams because we get a lot of work done, and I feel like the courthouse, along with other city and county facilities, are kind of an icon for this is where the hub of county business occurs. Everybody comes from all over the county, if not from other areas at times, to conduct business in the Humboldt County Courthouse, and we try to keep it nice.
The memorial service begins at 5 o'clock this afternoon as we remember a man who made a profound impact on his community, Jimmy Smith. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.